Makis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Eino Edim Nasim Zoymimim Ad Shiyazumu Es Atzmon. Not every time Edim are caught lying do we say that they have the din of Edim Zoymim and the resultant Chalois din of Kashazom Ken Yosaloi with the punishment. What does it mean Ad Shiyazumu Es Atzmon? That means Ad Shiyazumu Es Atzmon means that the second Edim have to be Mazim the Atzmius, the self of the first Kareidus. The Mishnah clearly come to say that the second Edim have to be Mazim them in a certain way, with a Mazim Atzmom as opposed to the story. Let's explain. Ketzad. Omru. The first Edim came along and said, Meidinonu be'ish pleini shaharag es hanefesh. Two Edim are made that Reuven killed Shimon. Omru lohem. Two other Edim come to Bezdin. And they say, Heichatem Edim, how could you be made that Reuven killed Shimon in Brooklyn on Sunday the 23rd? Sharei Nereg Zed, the alleged victim, Shimon, Oya Hoirig, the alleged criminal, Reuven, Hoyimonu Oisayim Bemokim Pliny. At that time, that one of the people that you claim was in Brooklyn on Sunday the 23rd was with us in California. Ein Elu Zemim, that does not create the Din Zemim. Avo omru lohem, however, if they said to them, Heichatem Yidim, Shareatem hoyisim imonu hayoim b'mokim ployni. You're saying Eidus b'mokim ployni. How could you say Eidus, what happened in Brooklyn on Sunday the 23rd, if you were with us in California? They say the Eidim were with us in California on Sunday the 24th. Hare luzaymim v'nerogim al piyem. And that's when we have a din of Kashazom Ken Yosele. Now this is Gzeis HaKosuv, because what's the difference? Either way, the rug is pulled out from under the feet of the original Edim. The Gzeis HaKosuv is that when you mazim atzmom shelo Edim, when you take the Edim away from the crime scene, that's the Chalois din Kashazom Ken Yosele. And when you take the Nerag, or the Hoirig, or the Malva, the Loiva, whatever it is, one of the parties involved in the story away from the crime scene, then the halacha is that that's not Kezoimim. So what is the halacha? In that case, it would blibe two against two. And Trey or Trey, two Edim connected to Edim, and then we have B'chalat Terkul, you're in a deadlock. Obviously, you can't believe the first Edim more than the second more than the first. Now, what's really the difference between these two cases? I understand, success a cost, but what would be the Havana? So Baruch Hashem, in Hilchis Eidus, in Chesh Mishpat, we have a tour, where the tour explains to us an interesting svara. Again, success a cost, but this is the Geder Advar. And the tour explains that the reason why there's a chilk between the two is that the emesis, if you think about it, the whole din of Eidim Zayimim is a chiddush. Mech it tasty to believe the second cut Eidim more than the first. First Edom said Edus. So first Edom say on a woman that she's an Eishes Ish. Another Kat Edom come along and say, no, she's a Pnuya. Well, okay, so you have a tray of tray. So what's the difference over here? They say, we saw it. The second Kat say, Manu Hoyisem. Either way, the Chiddush HaTorah is that since the second Edom didn't directly contradict the first, they didn't take away the Edus. They just said that the Edim can't be, it's not possible that the Edim have that Edus. But they didn't take away the Edus itself, so we don't see it as an Edus. Again, it's a Gzeis HaKosuv. But the Gzeis HaKosuv is that whenever the story has a tray of tray, so we look at it as a stalemate, as a deadlock. Whenever we have that the story is a story, but the Edim couldn't have said, there we see that the original Edim didn't say Edus about themselves. They say Edus about the story, and the story was never contradicted. So Mel, there's no tray of tray. The first Edim set up the story. The second Edim say, but the Edim bore Edus Sheker. So Mel, they believed Klape Atzmon Shelo Edim. So there's a rationale that the Torah is saying over here. It's in Chesh Mishpat Simon Lamed Zayin. Even though the Gemara says clearly, Edzoim Chidishu. Famous Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Beis on Beis, where Abaye says Eid Zoymim Chiddushu, and therefore you can't use the ramifications of the Eidim Zoymim completely as you would logically, which means Eidim are made on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and they were Huzam on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It seems quite clear from the Mazimim on Iyar that we believe that when the Eidim said Eidus Sheker on Nisan, we name on the Eidim Shakronim. L'chore, anything that they said Eidus on Chodesh Nisan,
is Nifsal, because now from Rosh Chodesh we know them afraid that they were psulim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says Abaye, no. Because since Eizem Chidishu, like we said, it's Exezek Kosov, so you can't believe the Mazimim more than for today. You can't passel the Eidim Zemim Lamafreya. It's a famous Machlekes over there because the Machlekes Abaye V'Rov, it's one of the only cases in Shas that we paskin like Abaye, the famous Yal Kigam, where we paskin like Abaye. So, from this way, even though it's a Chiddish, Lamaisa the Rishonim are giving some type of structural understanding of it. Mishnah Hey, Bo Acherim V'Hizimum. Bo Acherim V'Hizimum. One Karedim came, and a second Karedim were mazim them. Another Karedim came and said the same Eidus. V'Hizimum, they were mazim them as well. Afilu Meir, 100 times. Eidim came, said that Ruvain did kach v'kach, ate kach v'kach, lent kach v'kach. Even 100 times, the second mazimim could knock down one kar after another. Kulum Yaregu. All them will be chayv misa. In Bainedus and the Voshas, obviously. Rabbi Yehuda Oime istotis izu. Istotis means, it's a little bit of an obscure word, but what it means is, obviously there's something off here. This group is saying not samzach. Mefashim relate the word istotis to the pasuk that talks about kiyokum eid chomos beish lanes beisara. An eid sheker is called lanes beisara, to say something false, to say something sheker. The Targum teaches l'sahodo beisatio, to say something like a steer in Lashon HaKodesh means to veer off the path. Sheker is veering off the path of truth. So obviously these Eidim, if they're mazim 100 times over, obviously there's something wrong here. Only the first ones. What he really means to say of Yehuda is that we as the Beis Din won't be mekabel after the first Eidim that were made that Reuven is Chayv Misa, we won't be mekabel a second Kar Eidim. Once other Eidim were mazim the first Kar Eidim, we don't believe even the same Eidus again. Now, what it seems like, it's a double poshut, that two, connected two, Trey is a deadlock, like we said before, Mishnah Dalet. And even if Trey are saying Eidus, he says 100, there are 200 Be'etzim, 2 against 200 is also a deadlock, which we're going to see in Mishnah Vav. This is the famous principle of Trey Kimeo. There's no difference in how much we believe 2 Eidim, 100 Eidim. The point over here is that we won't believe the second Ma'anichim, and therefore we don't look at them as Eidus that was Zomam Las Lochev. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush over here.